If you've ever had anything to do with events, whether it's running them or attending them, you probably know by now that an event can be largely successful or unsuccessful, dependent on the effectiveness of the master of ceremonies, or the MC, as he might be referred to in something like the musical Cabaret, or the M.C. in two capital letters, initialized in just that way. Your MC is the person who sets the tone for the event. They determine the energy of the room, they set standards, and if you're in business, they make sure all of their I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and that means you acknowledge your sponsors, those very important people who have made things happen for your event. So it stands to reason that who you choose to be your MC matters. My guest today is an event manager, a business owner, a former client of mine, now a friend and collaborator, who has really illustrated why it's so important to consider the MC. She's become an MC as an offering as part of her business, but as well as that, she MCs her own events to great effect. So effectively in this interview, you're going to get a really good case study around why you should consider being the person who skills up and stands up at the front of your own events to make them even more successful than they were before. I'm going to introduce you to Lily North. She's coming to us all the way from Darwin in the Northern Territory. And as you're about to hear, Lily isn't just a young person who is astoundably young. In fact, she started her first business at the tender age of 25. She's also an incredible people person. She just loves bringing people together. She loves supporting people in business. And above all that, she loves where she's been living for the last little while, Darwin. Let's talk about being an MC and events with Belong Group's Lily North. In today's media landscape, options abound, from traditional platforms like TV and radio to the digital realm, social media, online publications, and podcasts, just like this one. I'm Carmen Braidwood, your guide to the rapid changes in the modern media space. Whether you're a personal brand or corporate entity, staying relevant is key. Join me, a seasoned TV and radio presenter, content creator, and modern media trainer, as we navigate this dynamic terrain together. Let's do this. Hello, Lily.
Thank you for having me, Carmen. That was a lovely introduction.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You're an easy person to introduce. When I first met you, I couldn't help but be really impressed. You're a really switched on operator. You found me, which I felt like just was further evidence that you're switched on operator. But no, one quick look at your socials, Lily, back then even, I could just see that you were so involved in your community and events in Darwin. I think at the time you were serving as an ambassador to the Darwin races. Tell us about that. Why don't you start by telling us about where you were when you met me?
I think that was 2018, 19. We might have touched base for the first time, but I've been in the territory since 2012. And when I got there, I actually started out as a baby receptionist at the Law Society, of all things. So that was how I sort of got into the legal industry. When I started actually doing my first event, so I was running the events for the Law Society there every year. And through that, I actually took on a president role with the Australian Institute of Office Professionals, which is what really kickstarted my event experience. So I did that for about 5 years. And that was an unpaid role, all volunteer. And I would put together all these events basically monthly, which were professional development events. And so I would have to source speakers. I would have to come up with a topic. I would have to market the event. And then I would have to speak at the event. So I got my first little bit of taste of emceeing through that volunteer role. And that's also what really drove me to actually start my business, because I thought, well, if I can do this as a volunteer, I think I could do this as a business. This is mad that I'm spending all this time and I could be investing it into myself, you know? So that's sort of where I sort of got into that. And then I started Belong Events, which were the social events. And after a few years of doing that, I sort of thought, well, I could really do emceeing, but I didn't have any technical training on it. I just sort of, you know, did it off my own back and through my own experiences. And I thought, you know, Darwin's a small place. There's not too many people that do emceeing, and there's also not too many people that train MCs here. So I actually got onto Google and I go down to Perth every year generally around that Christmas time. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll do a bit of Googling. I'll see who does media training or MC training in Perth. And you popped up. That was pretty much my start of my professional MCing after that. I announced it on my social media and then people started booking me.
What do you think about your professional background allowed you to plow on in spite of what I expect are some quite natural feelings of uncertainty?
And I mean, I still have such a big imposter syndrome. I think a lot of people do with, you know, what they do in their profession. But I remember like specifically working with lawyers. So we were the regulators of lawyers. And when I first started, I had this big picture of what lawyers are, and they're incredibly intimidating and scary people, and they're so much more intelligent than me, and I can't even possibly have a conversation with them. And then I started working with like all these lawyers in the territory, and you know, some of them, they're just normal people. Everyone is. They have a job, you know, they go to work. And in the territory, it's really great. Everyone's really, not everyone, but there's a lot of people that are very casual. You know, we have barristers that go to work on their scooters and wear thongs, you know, like it's such a different place up here. But it sort of made me realize that I wasn't giving myself enough credit for, you know, what I have actually achieved. You know, I have also done a business degree. I understand business. I've worked in lots of different areas. I've attended a lot of events, and so I had all that experience from seeing how events were run and then now being able to MC them. I can actually give that extra value because sometimes MCs are just MCs, but I'm also an event manager. Mm-hmm. So I understand the back end and the front end of events, and it's only sort of now I've come into, now I'm 30, and, you know, you get wisdom apparently when you're 30. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, Lily, like I've worked really hard to get where I am, and I'm definitely not perfect, but I need to back myself and give myself enough credit for, you know, all the experience that I've got behind me.
Lily, let's talk then about the element of emceeing and how you have been able to attribute that to your business's success, because as an event manager, I'm sure you could actually hire other MCs, and maybe you do from time to time due to availability. But there's probably a bit of an element of you fronting the event that helps create its success. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah. So with my business model, what it's been like for the last 4 years is that the events that I've run, they've been my own. So I've essentially created the event from scratch and I've marketed the event. So it's very much, it's a belong event. So with that, I've always emceed my own events. And so I think, you know, being able to talk about the reason why you created your own event and, you know, why it's important that we're all here, or, you know, the value that you're all going to get out of attending this event, I think it's a lot easier to articulate when you're the person that's speaking about it. And what I've managed to be able to get from that is also future business with emceeing, because people will attend a belong event and then they'll see me MC. And then they'll pick up the phone and be like, well, we've got something coming up. Would you be interested? So moving forward, I have also offered another service of event management planning for other events now. So whether or not may or may not want me, but they just might want me to organize their event, which is fine. But another wonderful thing in Darwin is that, you know, a lot of the MCs are fantastic at referrals here. And that's actually how I got my very first gig, I think, was from one of the other MCs, wasn't available. And she put my name in the ring and they picked it out of the hat. So that's another really great thing, is Darwin's really fantastic at, you know, that referrals, and we're all in it together. And, you know, you may as well just try and give business to another person, and particularly a young female as well. I think we've got some real good camaraderie up here.
It doesn't seem like to me that you'd be afraid to stand up in an event and freewheel a bit, you know, go off script and actually talk a bit about why you decided to run the event and where it's come from. Do you think that helps make an event better, or do you think it's not appropriate for an MC to say too much like that?
No, I think it just depends on your audience. And I think the beauty of having my own events is that I can really kind of put in what I want on the day. You know, if I want to ad-lib some things, I can. If I accidentally say a swear word, it's not the end of the world, you know, although I definitely don't do that for paid clients. But, you know, it was a little bit like that for the International Women's Day event. You know, we had this beautiful room full of like women. And I did something on the day where I actually asked all the business women in the room to stand up, and I thanked them. I thanked them for their courage. I thanked them for actually having the gumption to start a business because it's so hard, you know? And that was me speaking from experience, because events are really freaking hard because not only do you need to put together an entire event, you have to market it and you have to make the sales to make it viable. At the end of the day, you are still running a business. And unfortunately, sometimes events just don't work out for whatever reason. And so from being able to speak from experience, I really thought it was important on International Women's Day because, you know, we know that there's not the same amount of women in business than there are men, and still there is that gender pay gap. And a really important thing for me is what I want to see is more women in business, because the more women in business, I think we're going to really reduce that gender pay gap in the future. We're going to create more flexible working conditions. And I just think they make better bosses. But, you know, being able to acknowledge all those women in the room, it was really, really important. And I was really unsure. I was like, oh, I don't know whether or not to actually do this, but I did it. And then I got some really fantastic feedback that they were like, thank you for acknowledging me. That was really lovely, you know? So there's that meaning behind some of the events that I do. And you know, for the Belong in Business conference, you know, I want to be able to empower other people in business to have the tools behind them, because knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. You know, getting all that experience from people and other people in business, you know, you can only grow from that. And if you're in a room full of other people that are in similar situations, it's only going to elevate. And it's only going to create ideas and give you, you know, suggestions for your own business on how to grow and move forward. So, you know, for me, it's like, that's the real special part of what I get to do, is that I not only get to run a business and get to see all the highs and the lows, but I can actually talk about that through my emceeing, and it's not made up. Like, I know business is hard. Some days you just want to crawl in a ball and just cry. And then other days, like, this is the best thing since sliced bread. So, you know, and then being able to, I guess, go into the professional client side of emceeing, you know, I'm working with the Surf Life Saving Club this week for their awards. It's the first time they're actually using an MC because they want to elevate the event. Yeah. And I congratulated them on that. You know, I said, it's fantastic that you want to actually grow this event and elevate it. And having an MC is one of those things that can do that, because people kind of come and they go, oh, okay, this is a bit more formal this year, you know? And also, you know, being able to sit down with them and go through their run sheet and give them suggestions on, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? You know, or usually in other events, we might do this. And they're thankful for that experience that I have in the events, because not everyone runs events every day. And it's a bit of a daunting thing to do sometimes. So yeah, I love being able to provide that extra value to people, because, you know, I love events and it's a whirlwind, but it's what gets me up in the morning.
How do you quieten down a noisy ass drunk crowd?
Oh, yes. It's very, very challenging. And I had an event last year, actually, and it was a women's event in construction. And that was actually a very hard one. And, you know, there's a couple of things that you can do. So just the silence, standing there, just waiting, people will realize. The real MVPs of the night, though, are the people that get their wine glass and start tapping it for you. Yeah. And you just, oh, thanks, mate. Like, that's, I really needed that.
Lily, if you were to give anybody some tips to get started as an MC or to MC their own event, what would you say would be the, you know, the most important thing to focus on?
I think try and get some training first, if you can. Get some experience, and whether or not you can even volunteer to be on a panel or something, just to kind of wet your feet a little bit. Get it some experience on talking on a microphone, particularly if you have never really spoken on a microphone before as well, because there are some things, where to hold it, what to do with your hands, you know, all those things. But it is very scary when you haven't done it before. But, you know, start small if you can. If there is any sort of networking groups around, you know, maybe offer if you can do a bit of a speaking role to introduce some of the speakers at the event. There's other things like attending those networking events in your area as well, just getting your name out there. You know, I simply just told people that I was becoming an MC and then I just got booked. So I don't know whether or not that will work for everyone. But you know, everyone's going to start somewhere, you know. I think you could also offer your services for free for the first 2 MCing gigs. You know, someone will take that up, I'm sure, a not-for-profit organization, you know. Like, heaps of not-for-profit organizations do award nights, you know, volunteer thank you nights. That's a great opportunity just to, you know, attend and start to practice those skills and just get used to being in front of people and talking to them.
Lily North, thank you so much. We'll be following everything that Belong Events does and Belong in Business and Belong Group in general.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Carmen.
It's been a real pleasure. See you soon.
There she is, Lily North, with a few reasons why you should consider being your own MC or how you can build your own professional business as an MC. And I love that advice around the importance of referrals when getting started. I know from experience, my own MC career, which goes back even further than the time I've spent as a broadcaster, all got started that way. And if you enjoyed what Lily had to share inside this podcast, it's part of a longer workshop in the Confidence on Camera program. To find out more about that, send me an email. Next time on Modern Media, we meet a performer who wasn't always the confident speaker and influencer you might have seen online.
I think at school, it was kind of labelled as probably more a bit weird. And I didn't really know where I fit in until I hit the entrepreneurial world. But now that I've found my calling and what I should be doing, it just feels so right and so normal.
That's Instagram expert, international speaker and digital nomad, Brooke Vilinovich. We'll see you next time on Modern Media. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Carmen Braidwood, your guide to navigating the ever-changing world of media. Dive deeper into today's topics, you can check out the show notes. Or for more details about modern media training, head to carmenbraidwood.com.au. Until next time, keep on shining in the modern media landscape.